T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hospitals will begin sending coronavirus-related information directly to the Department of Health and Human Services, not the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, under new instructions from the Trump administration. Now, that is not how it usually works in the middle of a health crisis, and the change is raising some red flags. Dr. Jeffrey Klausner is a professor of epidemiology and infectious diseases at UCLA Fielding School of Public Health. He served as an epidemic intelligence officer at the CDC and is also a frequent advisor to the CDC, NIH, and the World Health Organization. So, doctor, should we all be concerned, are you concerned, that this data is now going to go directly, in effect, to the administration and not to the CDC?
Well, we should be continued concerned about the, chaos that currently exists with the current administration's response to the epidemic. But, knowing the leadership on the task force and Dr. Birx, I know that that group is very interested in timely data. And one of the challenges with data going to CDC first is because they have such a high level of integrity and focus on quality at the CDC, they're often reluctant to release the data to others unless they have high confidence in those data. So this seems like a way to go around that process, to get data faster, to be able to try to overstep the CDC and inform the task force, particularly around logistics and where medications need to go and where ventilators need to go. So it's more of a focus on the medical response than the public health response, which is usually where the CDC leads.
So the administration is saying that CDC is being too slow, and maybe that goes back to what you're saying about how they count their numbers and how they release their data. But the criticism that you start to see when everyone's posting about this is that you don't want these kind of numbers influenced in any way by politics. You just want to go on the numbers themselves. So is there a danger in sending it right to the city where everything is influenced by politics?
Sure, there's a danger, and particularly, there's a danger, particularly in California, where, three-quarters of our hospitalized cases are in Latinx. So three-quarters of people hospitalized in California are Latino, which is obviously much higher than the general population distribution. And the concern is, the White House could somehow use those numbers and the data to identify, people who, don't have the right immigration status and, maybe, hospitalized because they're sick, but then ultimately be susceptible to deportation.
Is there any possibility by changing the way this is being reported or distributed to a different by a different route, that it could somehow skew the numbers, the raw data? Because as it's no great secret that, the president keeps saying if we did less testing, we'd have fewer cases.
Well, one thing we've been recommending from the get-go is to focus on the number of new people hospitalized every day. And those data really have not been forthcoming. So at least with this new proposal, one of the data elements that they're requesting is for every hospital to tell them how many new people are being hospitalized every day. And that could give us potentially a better sense of the force of the infection and the force of the epidemic and where we need to focus interventions. One of our challenges so far, or one of the missed opportunities, has been there's been no focus on the interventions, right? It's like everyone has to be locked down. All businesses have to be closed. the epidemic is not spread that way. It's actually very heterogeneous, which means it's mixed. Risk is not all equal. So if we had better data, better analysis of those data, better insights, we could have a much more targeted approach, which would be potentially much less costly for everyone. Will this change result in that? Nobody knows.
How's the CDC been doing through this? There were early screw-ups. I think maybe we can agree on that. But now it seems like they're trying. There's guidelines to get released, but even those guidelines are getting retooled now in terms of should you or should you not reopen schools.
Right. Well, as the former CDC director said, they're an agency now that's been, you know, straitjacketed and their, you know, feet are in concrete. So it's just been really hampered from, you know, taking the leadership role that they, you know, should be taking. They prepared for pandemics for decades. When I was a CDC officer in the 90s, this was definitely a focus of our training. More recently, when I worked for CDC in the late 2000s, there was a lot of focus on pandemic preparedness. But now the agency has been relatively, you know, sidelined, and we're not realizing, you know, all that investment and training that have been put in place. So hopefully, you know, in the future, the next administration will, you know, realize the value of the CDC and allow them to get back in front of this epidemic and give us the public health that we deserve.
Dr. Jeffrey Klossner, professor of epidemiology, infectious diseases, now at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health.